Coach's Insight continuing on CARE, previewing the final week of the regular season in high school football. Pleased to be joined now by Jefferson County North head coach. That is Jeff Schneider. It is brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, you got another big win last week against Troy, 22-12. A lot to talk about with that ball game, but just what were some of the key takeaways from that big win?
Well, first off, I thought Troy played really well. They are exactly what I've come to, being around the league here for the last 15 years, exactly what I've come to know of a Troy football team. Coach Jasper coaches them really well. They execute well, and they always play very hard. I thought we had our ups and downs throughout the course of the game. On defense, I thought our alignment and our coverage was not as good as what it has been. On offense, I thought we could have sustained our blocks a little bit longer at times as well, too. And again, credit Troy for both of those. Through it all, I thought our kids continued to fight, and we were able to find a way to scrap and claw to a win. In defense, I thought we made some plays enough to get us that win. We got some fourth down stops. We got an interception late and kind of put it away for us there. And then on offense, we were able to make enough plays in the run game, but our passing game was really probably the best it's been all year long. We were 10 out of 10 in the passing game, so that was a definite improvement for us. So third down, we were 50%, and fourth down, we were 50% on those, and that gave us time of possession. And I think, you know, Troy's a pretty quick strike, athletic offense, and limiting them with the football, I think, helped us to sustain the win there.
Yeah, mentioning the offense and how effective they were in the passing game, we've talked all year how the defense has kind of been the biggest key for you. You led 14-6 at the break, able to hold on from there. Blake Fowler, recent athlete of the week of ours, had a couple more touchdowns for his tally this year. But again, the defense making the stops when they had to and forcing some key turnovers. Your team's now 5-2. Obviously, when you look at the 1A District 2 standing, Centralia has already locked up the District 2 title. But when you look at the next three teams up, you're sitting right there at 4-1. Waubunsee, Jackson Heights, of course, your opponent this week, sitting there at 3-2. So a lot of jockeying for position here in the final week, and obviously a tough test with Jackson Heights this week, and we'll talk about it in just a moment. But when you look at how the district is shaping up, how important is this game to obviously kind of put yourself in the best possible spot?
Well, I think all of them are important. Our district, I think, is very tough from top to bottom. You kind of hit on it right here. You know, this game coming up against Jackson Heights, we're playing for seeding. Looks like we both may have played our way in, hopefully played our way into a home game, but you're playing for your next opponent and playing for your week 9. So, you know, a very tough Jackson Heights team whenever they're at home, and that's where we're going. They are obviously very athletic. Again, we keep talking about athletic quarterbacks and skill players, and they're loaded with them. They're running a new offense this year. It looks like they've gotten continually each week on film. Looks like they've continually gotten better at it. So, you know, obviously it's going to be a really physical ball game. It's going to be a very quality opponent.
Let's talk about the Cobras for just a minute. Coming off a big win at Valley Heights last week, 48-12. Couple weeks ago had a big win over Troy. Of course, you guys just got a win over Troy as well, but they've won 2 out of 3. That one loss was to 1A number 1 Olpe back in the beginning of the month. You know, 4-3 overall, they're right there, of course, in the mix, you know, within the district and trying to put themselves in the best possible playoff position come next week. But, you know, where do you see the strengths for this Cobras team and the main challenges that they're going to present this week?
Well, I think, obviously their skills are athletic. They run the ball well, and they have really improved their throwing. They're throwing a lot more this year than what they have in past years. Where I think one of the strengths of the team is their offensive line, defensive line is really big, and looks like they're playing really well. So, you know, a lot to handle for us. We've got to execute really well this week on both sides of the ball. We talk about limiting big plays, and that's going to be a factor as well, too. We've got to play at a high level. We've improved ourselves over the course of the year. Like I said before, we've got a lot of young players. We've improved, and we just got to continue that and then continue to dot the I's and cross the T's with our execution. And it's going to be a good game.
And how important is it? You know, obviously the playoffs are there, and you're playing for that positioning next week. You got the playoff game regardless, but you would more than certainly rather have a win, that momentum going into next week, instead of potentially coming off a loss. So the stress and the importance of this game to get that momentum into next week.
I agree. I think, you know, you're playing for week 9, and you don't want to go in the playoffs reeling. You don't want to go in the playoffs backing into it. Win or lose, we just have to continue to execute and continue to improve and, you know, play good football. And then, we talk about all every week. If we play good football and take care of a lot of things that we want to try to to eliminate mistakes, those sort of things, then the outcome can take care of itself. So, yeah, everybody's heading into week nine hoping for the best possible outcome here. And obviously, we're just, at this point, late in the season, we're just excited to continue to be able to play football.
Jackson Heights and Jeff County North coming up this week, a big district contest, but both will be part of the postseason come next week. Their opponents, though, still be determined. Jeff County North head coach Jeff Schneider joining us again, brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, as always, it's been fun throughout the year. We still got some weeks left to go. Good luck on Friday against Jackson Heights, and we'll talk to you next week before the playoff game.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks.